I said to you joking last week, 4-1, 5-1, 6-1, but you've gone and done the 7-1.
No, to be fair, some of the football there was fantastic. Even when they had 11 men, obviously the last, I think it was half hour, they were down to 10 men, and sometimes it's difficult against 10 men as well, but the boys kept the momentum up, and you could see how much they wanted to win the game and score a lot of goals.
Every week you moan about letting one goal in. You'd be disappointed, especially so late on in the game when it looked
to
like.
To be fair, Sean did great. Obviously, they get the penalty first half, and it's a wonder strike. I think if you've probably hit 10 of them, you'd be lucky if one goes in. So that was a great strike. But I can't praise the players enough the way they played today, and obviously the goals they scored and the chances they created.
It's on tempo, wasn't it? A tempo going all through the game.
It was right from the very start. You can see, obviously, we get the goal early. The pace we've got in the team, the quality we've got in the team, you can see that it's gelling together, and obviously we're getting results.
Well, you've got the moment, and you've also got the bench to come on. They came in and played their part as well.
Exactly. Everybody's pushing for places, and hopefully that will drive us on this season with the competition we've got, because everybody knows that they've got to be on it 100%, or they're not going to play.
Unless they get 7 goals as a manager.
I don't know. I think that's because maybe the first 7 aye. So, no, really pleasing. It was a really good team performance again, and obviously we've got a massive couple of weeks this is with the cup games, so it's going to take its toll on the squad, and hopefully we can freshen things up. You can see that with the boys coming on, obviously throughout the game.
You're dealing with the favourites tag quite admirably.
At the end of the day, we know that was probably the same last year, probably favourites, and it's all about getting results. We've just got to take it one game at a time and make sure that we're 100% focused, and obviously we play at the tempo that we have been the last few games.
After winning 4 out of 4 and scoring so many goals, do you think it'll be difficult to keep expectations?
It's going to be a really difficult game Tuesday night. Forfar, I don't think they've lost a goal yet. The one was at 4-0 today as well, so they're a really well organised team, don't lose a lot of goals. They're challenging us at the end of the season, so we know how hard a task it's going to be on Tuesday. We're not taking MD lightly.
The mood must be high as kites. How can you keep the players controlled?
Oh, the boys are buzzing, but they're all young lads, and they all want to do well in their careers, and obviously they're buying into everything we're doing, so no, they're all focused.
And 4,000 fans inside East End Park today, that's a hell of a crowd.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sure hopefully there'll be more coming to the games, and it's up to us to try and entertain them and get goals. You can see that we're an attacking team, that's the way we play. You're not always going to score as many goals, but won't be for lack of trying. Cheers.